everything that brought me alive. Though we're all like monsters playing with the monsters, they brought me alive but got no alibi.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, however it is that you might be watching. This is another episode of the Sports Euphoria podcast. It is the Week 9 preview episode, and I am just going to review the Week 9 Thursday Night Football matchup as well. Sorry, I know this is coming to you on a Saturday. It will be up later today slash tonight, probably within the next hour to 45 minutes. This is going to be a little bit of a quicker episode, probably. If I am interacting with anybody, I am live on Twitch and live on Facebook Live on Sports Euphoria. So if you do hear anything, that is what I am doing. As well as if you want to see or answer any questions, you can always come into the Twitch chat or Facebook Live and see there. And I also have the lives post on YouTube. Also, if you are here regularly, you may see, if you're watching the live feed, I think I wore the same shirt on like Monday or something. It's a Gary Vaynerchuk shirt. Love Gary V. So I wear it a lot. It is clean. The wash was done. So, but yeah, you'll see probably this a lot. It's light. It's comfortable. It's airy. I really do like it. So you'll see me with it a lot during the podcasts. So get used to seeing it. It's, like I said, one of my favorite shirts. I wear it all the time. So with that, we are going to, we just got to get a couple things set up. We're going to see what's going on. King, welcome again, King, one of the Twitch viewers. Saquon done for the year, I think. Yeah. I mean, we'll see. The Giants aren't doing too great. So we'll see. If they want to force him back or what they want to do, they'll probably pick up his option, but not 100% sure. It's a wait and see approach. Maybe he'll come back for I'm drawing a blank. Come back for the fantasy football playoffs. It'd be really cool if he could do that for sure. I'm drawing a blank. Come back for the fantasy. You might hear an echo. Okay, you did not hear an echo. All right. So there we go. All right. So real quick, I am just going to hop into the Thursday night review real quick. Like I said, this is probably going to end up being a quick episode. But so the Jets and the something terrible. The Colts was an absolute disaster. Unfortunately, Jets defense didn't do anything. Mike White went down early. He looked really good going 7-for-11 in the first quarter, I believe. I think it was all in the first quarter, and then he'd gotten hurt with his forearm. He couldn't feel two of his fingers. So he couldn't throw the ball. It was going in the dirt and whatnot. But Josh Johnson came in, threw a lot. You could tell he was rusty, but still threw for 317 yards, had a touchdown, an interception late, which allowed the Colts covered because of that. So yeah, the Rodgers thing is interesting as well. King, real quick, in regards to that, he did an immunization type thing and apparently he's allergic to like two out of the three. I don't know. It's, you know, that's just weird. But Josh Johnson had a good game. If you would have started Josh Johnson for the reason, 317 yards, three touchdowns, had a massive game. Michael Carter, not so much. This was the Elijah Moore game. So I had Elijah Moore on my bench. I wasn't really going to start him. He ended up doing well, 7 catches for 84 yards on 8 targets and 2 touchdowns. So I just wasn't going to start him. I was thinking about it over another one of my players, but I refrained from doing so. And yeah, so that, you know, I went up against Nyheim Hines and he had 4 catches for 34 yards and he also had 6 carries for 74 yards and a touchdown. So yeah, there's that. Wentz had a good game, 272, 3 TDs, Michael Pittman, 64 yards and a touchdown. You know, just really good games around. The Colts look like they're firing on all cylinders. They were able to run like crazy though, which helps. The Jets just didn't show up at all. At all. So you hate to see it. You really, really do, but these things happen. Real quick, we're going to just review the Giants-Raiders game. Raiders obviously losing Henry Ruggs due to a drunk driving incident, the DUI incident, and we'll see what happens. Derek Carr, Giants defense has been playing a lot better, so I'm a little hesitant about Carr this week, but obviously if you want to ride the hot hand, they've been playing well, especially coming off a bye. They are going West Coast to East Coast, so that's always interesting, always scares me a little bit. Expect a bigger game from Hunter Renfrow, Bryan Edwards, and possibly Zay Jones. Zay Jones is a, you know, super big flyer because, you know, Bryan Edwards was the third receiver, but now everybody just steps up one. So we'll see what happens there. Josh Jacobs, I don't know how he's going to do either, coming back from injury, and with Kenyon Drake playing well, I'd stay away from them if you can. You're obviously going to start Jacobs, you know, if need be, because depending on where you drafted him, you know, you took other positions as, you know, later and things like that. So it happens. Giants, nobody, maybe except Devontae Booker as a flex. And if you want to take a flyer, Kadarius Toney, but I'm not happy about any of them. If you want to start Jones as a 2-quarterback league, super flex as another flyer, for the simple fact of he can go off, but this game's going to be ugly from a fantasy perspective. Like I said, especially West Coast to East Coast, but we'll see what happens. We shall see what happens. Next we have the Ravens Vikings game. Ravens coming off of their bye as well. I expect a little bit of a better, game from the Ravens than previous games. Minnesota coming off a bad game against the Cowboys. I'm sure they'll look a little bit better as well. Sorry, it's later, so I'm just showing a little bit. Dalvin Cook, Justin Jefferson, Kirk Cousins, probably going to play them, Lamar Jackson, all those guys. Nobody here really, you know, no big names or risky plays here. for my estimation, I am in a situation in my dynasty league where a lot of people want Rashad Bateman from me. I do have Rashad Bateman and Marquise Brown. I picked up Rashad Bateman off waivers. I'm trying to probably get him for some draft capital, but we'll see what happens. We'll see. I do like Bateman. He's been getting more and more introduced more and more to the offense, routes and everything like that. And with the bye week, it could help him developing more rapport with Lamar Jackson and all that good stuff. So I think it's going to be a good game for Marquise Brown and a good game for Bateman as well, because they're not going to really be running the ball too much. But keep in mind that Danielle Hunter is out for the season with a torn pectoral muscle, so that could affect their defense. Next, Carolina and New England. Patriots, Damian Harris, and if you're doing any sort of bye week stuff, Mac Jones, but Carolina's defense has still been really good, so this is another game. DJ Moore, Chris McCaffrey. If McCaffrey doesn't play, you're going to start Chuba Hubbard. And that's it. That's really it. There's just not many good games again this week. I don't understand what's going on. Sucks to suck, I guess. So, I don't know. Cleveland and the Bengals is the next game on the slate. Nothing too crazy with this game in my, you know, thing. I would pick up Donovan Peoples-Jones if you can. I'm not sure what his status is in regards to health. But Baker Mayfield does like him, has shown that he's liked him. And now with no more OBJ and OBJ being cut, Odell Beckham Jr., for those of you who may not be familiar, being released or waived, it's just more opportunities for Donovan Peoples-Jones. Kareem Hunt's still out, so if you have D'Ernest Johnson, you're going to play him. Nick Chubb, staying away from Baker. But you're probably going to play Jarvis, and then the two running backs are probably going to be your plays for Cleveland. And then Cincinnati, Joe Mixon, T. Higgins, Jamar Chase, and Joe Burrow. I think you can start Joe Burrow, probably throw for just under 300 yards and two touchdowns, probably three. It might end up being a little bit of a shootout. So we shall see what happens. With that game, I do believe, I know there was a game where they got into a huge, they were scoring, I can't remember who was against. Cleveland was just running the ball left and right. It was, oh God, I'm drawing a blank right now. Yeah, I don't know offhand. But Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, Mixon, Burrow, usual people. I'm starting with confidence. Higgins in flex. Or three receiver leagues, he's just been getting targeted like crazy. And if the Jets showed how to slow down Jamar Chase, I think other teams are going to pick up on that and copycat. It's copycat league, so that's what tends to happen. Next, we have the Cowboys at the Broncos. Cowboys, CeeDee Lamb might be out, so stay up on that. Because if CeeDee Lamb is going to be out, and you're playing like DFS or streamers or something, you might want to take a look at Cedric Wilson. Amari Cooper should have a bigger game, and Dalton Schultz as well. But they'll probably lean on Zeke a lot. So expect Zeke and Pollard to maybe have an uptick in performance. If CD doesn't play, but you never know. But the usual CD, Coop, Schultz, and Zeke, and Dak if you have him for obvious reasons. If Dak plays, keep that in mind, because he still could. He says he's going to play and whatnot, but just they might one more week sit him. So, man, sorry, we're yawning, tired. Broncos, both running backs, because you have to, because you probably took them thinking one of them was going to take over at some point, but you just don't know which one's going to pop off. Gordon, obviously, last week, could be Williams this week. They could also use both of them this week because they want to have top time of possession. So you could see that happen as well. And the only receiver I'm really like happy about starting is probably Cortland Sutton. Judy was still a little sore last week. So if you want to take Judy on a flyer, it doesn't, you know, if you're in a pinch or you're not like Judy or Jacoby Myers, I'd probably go Judy or Higgins, Judy, Judy or Thielen, Judy or any Giants wide receiver, you know, those types of things. But I like Sutton because I think if they do have to throw the ball a lot, Sutton's their deep threat. And Trayvon Diggs, I believe, is not going to play or is day to day. But we shall see. Next, Buffalo, Jacksonville. I don't know. If you had James Robinson and you picked up Carlos Hyde, go Carlos Hyde. If not, Marvin Jones and Jamal Agnew. I expect Jamal Agnew to have a little bit of a bigger game. Look for him in DFS, Jamal Agnew. You're probably not going to have him in season-long leagues, but I do like Jamal Agnew in DFS. Cheap, going to be a blowout, and he's been getting some good points. Probably going to be a good ROI as well. Buffalo, you're just going to start everybody for the sheer possibility of anybody going off. Cole Beasley took a lot of the targets last week. 10 catches, I believe, or 12 catches for 110 yards. I think Sanders is probably going to have a little bit of a better game. Better game from Sanders, better game from Diggs, and Beasley still does everything. I think it's a shit show early, and then they just take their foot off the gas. So hopefully your guys get your points early because they ain't getting them late. I'll tell you that right now. That's for damn sure. So Houston, Miami, another terrible game. If Tyrod Taylor plays, you're going to start Tyrod Taylor. I really like Taylor a lot this week too. You're going to play Tyrod and Cooks, and that's really it. For the Dolphins, you could start Tua over Matt Ryan, Tua over Jalen Hurts, Tua over Garoppolo, Tua over Tannehill, Tua over Justin Fields, Tua over Kirk Cousins. I like Tua a lot. Mike Gesicki, you're going to play him. Just a great matchup. Jalen Waddle, obviously. And I think Gaskins has a big game as well. This is that weird game where you probably end up starting more Dolphins than you anticipate. But it's going to probably be a sloppy game. Like, I could see this being, like, I would probably take the over on this because defenses just suck. So, but I'm in a dilemma here, actually. The next game we're going to go over is Atlanta, New Orleans. I have Gesicki in one league, and I have Kyle Pitts. And I think Gesicki has a better game. But I'm like, can you really shut down Kyle Pitts 2 weeks in a row? But I need points because I went up against Nyheim Hines and Michael Carter last on Thursday. So I'm down by like 30 points. But sorry, just had to clear my throat. But we'll see. I don't know. I don't know with Pitts. I have to make a super big decision. I want to take a look back probably on Sunday and take a look to see how New Orleans does against tight ends. But I feel like New Orleans does fairly well against tight ends. But we'll see what happens. I don't really like anybody for Atlanta except for Kyle Pitts because the Saints defense has been stepping up. You can see that against the Bucs. You know, they did do well against Tom Brady, forcing some interceptions. So, but again, you know, divisional game could be an interesting game. No Calvin Ridley still. So it's the Saints. Depends on which Saints team decides to show up this week. If Taysom Hill plays, I would play Taysom, but I believe Trevor Siemian is playing. Taysom was not going to suit up to my knowledge. So it's pretty much just going to be a Kamara show. I don't really know if I trust anybody else with Siemian, unless you want to take a flyer on like Marquez Callaway. In a flex or three receiver league, you can do that. But other than that, it's just Kamara. Next game, and I do apologize for flying through this real quick. I do know it's late, so I want to be able to just get you guys out this episode to listen to and things like that. But I'm going to just go through the games, and then I'm going to try to sum up with a couple different players. Like I would start over other players to help you guys out with any questions you may have. So, but let's see. Chargers, Eagles, 4 o'clock game. I don't know. Chargers run defense is not good. This, I think, was that Browns game. The Browns Chargers was a crazy game. They were just running the ball left and right on the Chargers. Chargers ended up winning that one. So I could see a bigger game from Boston Scott again, Jordan Howard. Not so much Kenneth Gainwell, unfortunate Dante, but Justin Herbert scares me this game because he did not look good last week. Looked very inaccurate, and that's why they lost the game. Came out firing when the season first started. Now it's like, oh, okay, now we have even more tape on you, and now we know what works and doesn't work. Well, I'm interested to see. I don't think Mike Williams has a big game here. Mike Williams has fallen off, and I'm kind of, I feel good about that because my buddy wanted to get Mike Williams, and I'm glad we didn't because we'd be SOL because we traded away Keenan Allen. But we probably could have traded Mike Williams maybe when he was like super hot. But we didn't pick him up, and I'm kind of glad for right now. And I'm also very glad because he's probably going to be going up against Darius Slay. And Darius Slay's been just been shutting people down left and right. Left and right. So I expect a little bit of a bigger game from Keenan Allen, Austin Eckler, Jared Cook, those guys. For the Eagles, they're just going to, like I said, run the ball a lot. Boston Scott, Jordan Howard. I'm probably benching Devontae Smith. Like, he could probably be droppable in a lot of leagues, depending on when you drafted him. I was higher on him, thinking he would have, like, performed well. But he's their really top target. He's their real top target. So in doing that, a lot of the coverages are dictated towards him. Even though they have Goddard, they'd rather live with Goddard getting maybe 15 yards than Smith taking it to the house or beating them over the top or a little screen pass or things like that. So they'd rather probably live with the defenses would rather live with Goddard's yards than Devontae Smith's yards for that reason alone. Oh, sorry. Excuse me. But I do like Goddard as well in this game. I think he's going to have a big game as well. A couple catches, a couple yards, and a TD. I said TD, touchdown. Packers, Chiefs. Should be a full complement of receivers, to my knowledge, for the one and only Jordan LeHove. As many of you are aware, Aaron Rodgers said he was immunized, which is different in his book than vaccinated. So he is missing 10 days, and he misses this game and is eligible to come back on Saturday of next week, a week from today. If you're listening to this, 11-6, if not, a week from yesterday. Anyway, Jordan Love, don't sleep on him. First round pick, he can sling it. He was spinning it in college. Not a big school, but he's talented. Forget his first round pick. Sat behind Rodgers. Full complement of receivers against a terrible defense. So DFS, boom. Sign him up. I'm signing him up for DFS. I know that for damn sure. Next, you're going to go the usuals for the Chiefs, man. You're going to go Mahomes. You're going to go Hill. You're going to go Kelsey. And I also like Hardman. Like I had said last week in the review, or earlier this week in the review, they need somebody to catch the intermediate to short passes because Mahomes isn't necessarily trying to play hero ball all the time. So you're going to have Tyreek Hill running those deeper routes and Hardman staying a little bit shorter. And Hardman's been taking those targets away from Kelsey. So again, just to use it as to compare or to use it as a I'm not really sure which word I want to use right now. So I'm just going to say, you know, to compare it to my team, we have Kelsey in one league. He started off hot and now he's so hate to see it for Travis Kelsey. Still has the highest upside in the league for tight ends. Anyway, with that, we're just powering through, baby. It's like the power hour over here. We're just going through it. So next is Arizona, San Francisco. I do like San Francisco here a little bit, especially ever since the Cardinals lost J.J. Watt with his shoulder injury. So we'll see. We'll see how their defense holds up. But I like Jimmy G looked really good last week. Deebo Samuel looked really good. It could be a defensive struggle at the same point because Jimmy G's not the greatest in the world, but you never know. He shows up, he shows that he can play and bring him to the Super Bowl like he did. Then he got something. It's going to be a good game. I wouldn't be surprised if Arizona loses their second game, especially with Kyler Murray's ankle injury. He's not going to be as mobile, so he might be a little bit more hesitant to run out of the pocket or prolong the play, which leads me a little bit more towards San Francisco because their defense is pretty stout. Pretty stout. But AJ Green is also on COVID, so he's missing this game, so I expect a little bit of a better game from Christian Kirk and Rondell Moore. Hopkins may also be out, and if Hopkins is out as well with his hamstring, load up the game for Zach Ertz, baby. If that's the case, I expect Zach Ertz to have a lot better of a game. Christian Kirk and Rondell Moore will definitely have big games as well. And Chase Edmonds, because of those, you know, his passing targets, he may line up more as a receiver, which gives James Conner a lot more touches as a running back, but they use Edmonds in a lot of different ways. So expect his numbers to go up as well. San Francisco, Jimmy G, George Kittle should be back, I think. So you're going to want to load up Kittle, especially with the tight end situation that's been going on this season and the inconsistencies. And that's really about it. Oh, and Elijah Mitchell. If he's playing with his rib injury, I believe it was. So next, we have the Titans and Le Rams. The LA Rams. Load up the Rams, Robert Woods, because you got to probably. Cooper Kupp, Matt Stafford, Darrell Henderson. Don't like Higbee. Everybody else is crapshoot. Even Robert Woods is a crapshoot, but you never know. You just have to, because he could just. More so Robert Woods in non-PPR, I'd say. Even though he could be a PPR monster, it's just Matthew Stafford, just Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp, Cooper Kupp. He just wants all of the cup. It's a Cooper year, man. Cooper Rush, Amari Cooper, and Cooper Kupp. Just saying, it's a year to Coop. Titans, obviously, AJ Brown. He's going to be their running back. He's going to be their quarterback. He's going to be their wide receiver. The Rams just got Von Miller as well. So, AJ Brown. They signed Adrian Peterson. I don't see Adrian Peterson doing much his first week. I expect a little bit of a better game from Jeremy McNichols, especially in PPR, because he is their pass catching running back, and they're going to be down probably early and often. So I expect a lot more passes to the back out of the backfield to Jeremy McNichols. I got very, very fortunate. And if you listen to Monday's episode, I happened to pick him up the morning of last Sunday morning before Derrick Henry got hurt. So I got very, very fortunate.
Very, very fortunate. Very, very fortunate.
Wow, we're going through these real quick, actually. I'm sorry. I did not expect to be this quick. I'm going to have to do some fillers. Next, Monday night, we have the Bears and the Steelers. Justin Fields, prime time, going to probably show out a little bit. I expect them to have a decent game because they're going to be doing a little bit better game planning, seeing what worked last week. So it's prime time. They're not going to set them up to fail. I wouldn't say on prime time, but again, this is like if you had Jameis Winston for some reason in a two quarterback league, Aaron Rodgers. If you don't want to start Daniel Jones, if you don't want to start Teddy Bridgewater, if you don't want to start Trevor Lawrence, Justin Fields might not be a bad option. But just Justin Fields and just Khalil Herbert, the receivers still scare me. If anybody, maybe Darnell Mooney on the upside, him having a higher ceiling than the other receivers. And for Pittsburgh, Najee Harris and Deontay Johnson. And Pat Freiermuth, depending again on your tight end thing. Pat Freiermuth with no Juju Smith-Schuster has been getting a lot more targets, and it's been taken away from Chase Claypool, and it's had adverse effects on Chase Claypool because based on last season without Pat Freiermuth, when they were out, Claypool's numbers were really high and he was playing really well. Now, he's streaky. game flow dependent for sure, but I would like Pat Freiermuth over Chase Claypool, and then obviously Deontay Johnson and Najee Harris as well. Just real quick, I'll go over a couple different things for players that I like over other players. Cortland Sutton over any Atlanta receivers, over any New Orleans receivers, over any Giants receivers, New England receivers. Cortland Sutton over Adam Thielen. Cortland Sutton over Mike Williams. Cortland Sutton over Devontae Smith. I like, you know, those kind of guys. T. Higgins. Cortland Sutton over T. Higgins. Cortland Sutton over... I think Jalen Waddle's going to have a good game. Jalen Waddle over T. Higgins. Jalen Waddle over Cortland Sutton. Jalen Waddle over Hunter Renfrow. Jalen Waddle over Patriots receivers. Jalen Waddle over Adam Thielen. Mike Williams. A.J. Brown's just due for a big game. I like Jalen Waddle over Robert Woods. I think that's going to be a good one. Trying to think who else I've been like thinking. AJ Brown goes off because there's nobody. Christian Kirk, I think, has a really good game, especially with DeAndre Hopkins possibly not playing. If you can afford to bench Mike Williams, I would bench Mike Williams because the Darius Slay coverage has been crazy. And Los Angeles' cornerbacks, so actually, now that I think about it and say it out loud, Los Angeles' cornerbacks are hurt, and both of them, I believe, Asante Samuel Jr. and their second cornerback are both going to miss this game, which could really leave it open for the Eagles receivers. So the Eagles could actually sneak one out here just for the simple fact of Los Angeles's, the Chargers' run defense is atrocious, and with missing two cornerbacks, it's going to be a lot on their defensive line to get to Jalen Hurts and not fall for the play actions. So I really think it's sneaky, and it's a West Coast to East Coast. But it's a 4 o'clock game, so it doesn't scare me too much because that's like a 1 o'clock like time in California or on the West Coast. So, you know, but we'll see what happens. You know, you never really know what goes on with these things. So, yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Like I said, CeeDee Lamb, I like, you know, Wilson is a sneaky pick. Cedric Wilson, especially in DFS if CeeDee doesn't play. I just like Devontae Adams for the Packers. Really nobody else there. Like I said, T. Higgins over the second receivers. Christian Kirk over T. Higgins if those other receivers don't play. Like I said, all of Buffalo's guys. I think all of Baltimore's guys, because Minnesota's pass defense is going to get exploited. I think both Bateman and Marquise Brown just go off this week. But we'll see. I hope Marquise Brown goes off this week because I need the points from him. So like I said, you don't know. But that's really it. I mean, I had said Sutton over Hunter Renfrow, but they're probably the same for me. Because the Giants struggled against Mecole Hardman, and Hunter Renfrow kind of plays that same role. So I think he could get those yards. I think he's a better receiver than Hardman. Hardman just has the speed. But yeah, so I don't know. Like I said, we'll see. We'll take a look. I have, I am back to softball tomorrow. Thankfully, it shouldn't rain, knock on wood. So I'm looking to get my bets out. Hopefully, maybe I may go live real quick and go over my bets, a quick little like betting show thing. Actually, let me see if I can do this now. Actually, I may just do it now. We're just going to take this off screen real quick. Give me a sec. All right. Let's go sportsbook. Broncos, Cowboys. I'm going to go with I'm probably going to take the Cowboys here minus 10. I just don't think the Broncos, I think they end up winning by 13 or 14. Uh, 14 and a half points is for the Buffalo-Jacksonville game. Going to go Buffalo here as well. I just don't see Jacksonville being able to put up points like that, especially without James Robinson. And then I like the Giants here, even with the plus three. It's just basically a wash, but I like the Giants. I'll bet the Giants. I like the Ravens to win by a touchdown over the Vikings. So I'll take this. I'll take the Ravens. Who did I say? Cowboys, Bills, Giants, Ravens. Bengals, please. What? I'll take the Falcons for six. I think that's going to be a closer game than people think. Patriots, I take that. Sam Darnold saw ghosts against the Patriots. Give me the Dolphins. Dolphins blow them out. Eagles plus two. Give me the Packers with a sneaky win. Me San Francisco, the Rams. The Bears keep it close with a good defense. So those are my picks. And we'll see what happens. So I'm gonna save this. I'll post a picture. Imagine if I get all these games right, I'd cry. $10 wins me $48,000. I actually might do that. I gotta take a look. I gotta see. That's actually kind of crazy. But yeah. So like I said, guys, unfortunately, it was a little bit of a quicker episode. I wasn't too happy about these games. I do apologize about that. I did just kind of want to get something out to you guys so you guys can have something and have my thoughts about it. About the games, who to play, who to start, who to bench, DFS. Did have some stuff going on both last night and tonight, so it is why it's a little bit later. I do apologize. I'm going to be taking notes tomorrow on the games, so when I do my episode on Tuesday, I have the notes to kind of go through what I liked, what I saw, give myself some more talking points, so I'm not just like blah, 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 all over the place. It's going to be more structured. that's what I figured came to me today or yesterday and what I can do to structure it better. So we'll see how that goes. We'll see what happens. Like I said, I do apologize. A little bit of a quicker 40-minute episode. I blew through the games real quick. If you have any questions, you know, please don't hesitate to reach out. Twitter, sports_euphoria. Instagram, sports_euphoria. All the good stuff. You guys know what it is. You guys know what's going on. I do apologize, like I said, about the shorter, seem to be blow-through episode. But, you know, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. Did I miss anything? I don't think so. You know, I do really feel bad for Henry Ruggs. Unfortunately, we all tend to make these decisions and we think we're okay and we're not. Aaron Rodgers, I don't know what he was thinking. But yeah, we'll see what happens. We'll see how it goes. And that's going to probably be it. I'm trying to think if there's anything for games that I like or that I don't like. Like I said, Nick Chubb, Dearness Johnson. Russell Gage, if you had like a Calvin Ridley type player, Russell Gage could help. But I do probably like a little bit more Kyle Pitts here as well. Texans, what did I say? Just Tyrod and Brandon Cooks. Keep your eye on Rex Burkhead. If he has another good game, he could be their featured back. So just keep an eye on him for waivers. I did mention that on the waiver wire episode as well. And then, like I said, Giants, Raiders, Raiders pass rush is super, super viable, super good. But, you know, no Ruggs could hurt their offense. Giants have been playing well, home game. So sneaky, sneaky pick. Hopefully the offensive line can do something, because if not, it's just going to be an ugly game again. And hopefully Tony can do something. But guys, like I said, with that being said, I really do appreciate you guys coming by as always, and expect a really good, really fantastic breakdown review episode on Tuesday. I'm gonna get this out as quick as I can so you guys can listen or watch YouTube, rewatch the VODs or video on demand on Twitch, and listen to the podcast on Apple, Spotify, Google, and Anchor. I appreciate anybody who comes and listens for this, the previews, and hopefully if I hit on my parlay picks, a little bit richer. We'll see what happens. You never know. Guys, with that being said, I hope you guys win your weeks. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Be good. Stay safe. Later.